Hey guys, this is the Harbold Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And pretty excited to have these in. I actually only are able to get a couple of these because these are normally not found for this kind of price. And that means that MaxiAids has these right now. They sell these for $230. And what are these? This is the Colorino Color Identifier and Light Detector. Now, I have been using this for, 10 years now or so. Long time. Out of the color detectors out there, this has been my favorite. Now, there are other color identifiers out there. I haven't tried them all. I haven't tried that one that's like $500 from... I think APH sells it. It's like $500 or something. I haven't tried that one, but I've tried some cheaper ones that I got from Amazon and things like that. And those cheaper ones are okay. I would say they are about 70% accurate. I kind of find this Colorino is more like about 90% accurate. Now, unfortunately, I haven't found a single color identifier out there that's perfect. So you just have to go into it understanding it's not going to be perfect. I don't know. Maybe that $500 one is perfect, but this one is plenty good for me. I've been using it, like I said, for like 10 years or so. It'll give you 150 different shades of colors. It has multiple volume levels. And the other thing that I absolutely love about this is the fact that it has a light detector built into it. I've got a cheaper one here that I next to me that I got off of Amazon, and
black.
Its color identifier part is okay. It's supposed to give you light detection, but I haven't figured out how to do that because it's just a single button. And also, as I reached over a second ago to get this, the rubber button on it just fell off. So now it doesn't have a rubber button. Not the best quality. Like I said, it was just a cheap one. I don't even know if they still sell it. I got this probably about 88 years ago or so, just because I saw it and I wanted to try it out and see if it was any good. But this Colorino is my favorite. You can tell by mine, I have used the crap out of it. And I will tell you that the way you can tell if these have been used is there is kind of a little bit of a plastic coating or texture on these when they are brand new. And once you use them for a while, they get like mine and they get completely slick. So if you felt mine and then you felt this one, which is new in the box, you would be able to tell a big difference. They don't even feel like the same thing because mine is completely slick because I've used it so much. And this one still has the little plastic texture coating on it. So I use the light detector all the time because there's always people coming to my house turning on lights, and I have to go through and find out which lights are on and turn them off. The other thing is that I have a hallway where there are two light switches, one at each end. And so if you flip the switch on in one end, then it stays one direction and then the other switch is another direction. So you can't just tell if the light's on by the way the switch is flipped, because it might actually be flipped down, but the light might still be on because it's flipped up on the other end of the hallway. So it definitely, I need one of these for that. The other thing I use it for I have ceiling fans in my house, all through my house, and those ceiling fans have remote lights attached to them. So in order to have the ceiling fan on, I have to have the switch flipped on at the wall, but the light I want to keep off. So just because I see the switch flipped up doesn't mean that the light's on, because it might be turned off at the remote. And I want to have the switch flipped up because I want to use my ceiling fans, except, you know, like in the winter, but I want to use the ceiling fans. But then if the switch is flipped up, then the light would be on. So I have to turn it off at the remote. So this light detector helps me to see that. So I can point it up at my ceiling fan right now, and that's the sound you're gonna get. That means it's not detecting any light. Now, if I swing it over and point it toward the window, hold down on the bottom button, swing it over and point it, whatever thing has a light source, you think. There's my window. You hear how the pitch changes? The pitch gets higher than where it detects the light. So if I was to actually get up and walk, I could go to the light just by the where by where this is pointed. See that? Hear that? That's the light coming through my window. And I can find it just by where the pitch gets higher. And then when the pitch gets lower, it's not detecting any light. And it changes and gets up and goes up and goes up a little by little, the more the stronger the light is. And if I wanted to, you know, check out my ceiling fan and make sure the light's turned on, then I would go get the remote here. I would point this at the ceiling fan, and I would press the button for the remote light at the same time. So I would do, and now my light's on. And because it's making that weird noise, it's because the ceiling fan's also going, so it's causing the little delay between the light source. So if I press the remote button again, then it turns off the light and it tells me that it's off. So I love the light detector part of this. This will also work with power banks that use lights to tell you how much power is left in the power bank. This will also, I love this to use it on my computer. Maybe if my computer's not talking or something, I can point this at the screen. It'll tell me if the screen's even on or whatever. So I love the light detector on this. And then the button above the light detector is the color identifier. Now, I will tell you that, like I mentioned earlier, it's not perfect, but I would say it's about 90%. The only one that I really found that it doesn't do the best with are purples. It will say that something is blue or dark blue if it's on a purple or dark purple shirt. So what you have to do is just understand that that's the way it works. If you are looking for something purple and you know you don't have something blue and it says it's blue, then you know that it's purple. Or dark purple, or it might say dark blue. So I've got three shirts here. I'm gonna show you guys how this does, at least with these three shirts. Like I'm in my recliner here, which is dark brown leather, and I can put this on that. So how you do the light detector is you just point it and press the button and hold it in. That's the light detector. But on the color identifier, you actually want to put this up against the color source and press the button. So at the top or at the end of this remote, where that bump is raised at the 12 o'clock position, you will feel a little hole in the end of it, just like you would a regular TV remote or stereo remote. That is what you need to hold up against your object before you do the color identifier. Now, you don't have to hold it up to the object doing a light detection, but to do the color identifier, I do recommend maybe a little light in the room. You don't have to. It does produce its own light, and I do it plenty of times in the dark, so it doesn't hurt it that much. But if you want total accuracy, you might turn a little light on around you or whatever. That will just make sure that you get a good light source. But you're going to put this up against that little round opening. You're going to put it up against your color source, and then you're going to press the button to on the top, the top button. You're going to press it one time. So that says black. Now, if I put this on my recliner,
dark brown.
It's dark brown. That's right. My recliner is dark brown leather. If I put this on my table next to me,
dark brown.
I have dark wood on my table. If I put it on my laptop,
black.
I have a black laptop. If I put it on my skin,
pale beige.
pale beige because I'm as white as a ghost. So it should come up and say white as a ghost, but it actually, it's kind of nice. It says pale beige, makes it sound like a really nice little color there. But yeah, it should say pale as a ghost, or white as a ghost is what it should say. So if I put it on my polo shirt here,
black.
It's a black polo shirt, so that's correct. If I put it on my little polo horsey guy on my black shirt, that is
gray.
So I got a gray polo horse
gray.
On my black shirt. And I have another polo here. Let me put up on this one.
Light red.
Okay, it's red. So there you go. It got that right. If I put it up on the polo guy.
Red. Dark blue.
My polo guy is dark blue. And then here is a dark purple shirt. Now, here's what it's most likely going to say for you on a purple.
Dark blue.
Dark blue. So this is purple. It's dark purple, but it says dark blue. So what I recommend is if you have this happen to you, just get your phone out, use Be My Eyes or CNAI, confirm what color it is, unless for sure you know you don't have any blue, and then you know that this is going to be purple. But that is the only issue I found is with purple, for some reason,
dark blue.
It wants to call it blue. And I understand purple is a shade of blue or blue is a shade of purple, whatever. But yeah, for some reason, I don't know why, but that's what it does. And even the collar, it even detects that. So I think sometimes it's detecting the thread underneath or the thread that's woven through the piece of clothing, and maybe it's picking up that thread instead of the main thread on the front or the top of the clothing. So, all right, let me look at the polo horsey on this purple.
Dark green.
It's a dark green.
Dark green.
So that got that right. So that is the way the color identifier works. Like I said, I use this all the time. I use this to pick out colors for my customers and things I'm selling. I use this for my personal clothing. I use this for everything. There's one other thing I want to tell you about with this. On something white, if it's a bright white, it will give you kind of a little weird reading. I'm going to show you guys what it is. So let me go back here. I'm going to grab one of my socks here, and I'm going to show you, see if it'll do it. Now, if it's bright white, this is what it will most likely do. I think these are white socks. Let's see.
White.
Okay.
Pale gray.
It'll say pale gray. It might say white.
Pale gray.
Okay.
Pale gray.
Now, that's not a really bright white. Let me show you what a really bright white does. So, if it's kind of like an off-white, or maybe it's been washed a few times, it's not then, you know, right out of the package white, then it's going to give you a little bit of a different reading. So let me get you a pair of my shoes here, a pair of sneakers, and the shoestrings on these. Okay, so if I was to hold this on these shoestrings, these are bright white shoestrings, and this is what will happen most likely for you. That. It will beep like that. That will tell you that whatever you're looking at is bright white.
White.
Now there it did say white, and there it beeped. So just know if you get that beep like that, then whatever you're looking at is a very bright white. Sorry about that. I accidentally hit the thing to pause recording. It will be a very bright white. It's almost like it can't pick up that bright of a white. So it beeps like that. And that's the only color that I've ever had it do is on a bright white. It's the only color it's ever done that on. So that's why I know if it makes that sound, then I'm looking at something that's really bright white. And I, you know, just you know, take it for what it is and understand it. That's the way that works. But sometimes it might say white. Sometimes it might say pale gray. But if it does make that, you know, fast beepy sound, then it's definitely bright white. So let's see what else. Let me tell you guys how to change the volume on this. I believe you can change the language on this. I don't know how to. I will post the manual in a PDF format. I will post that somewhere on the website. I will post it in the description on the website so you can download that PDF manual. And if in there, it, you know, should tell you maybe how to change languages if you need it to. I don't know exactly what languages it will change to, but I think it does have multiple languages you can change it to. But the volume is pretty easy.
Red.
You're going to hold down on the bottom button, which is the light detector button. While you're holding that button down, you're going to press the top button, which is the color identifier button. So that's low, medium, high. Okay, so I normally keep mine on medium. I think that's a pretty good level, but if you want, you can change it to high or low. There's high.
Black.
Pretty loud. There's low.
Black.
Pretty quiet. And
black.
There's medium. So that's how you change the volume. Hold down on the bottom button, press the top button, you know, one at a time, and cycle through the different levels of volume. This does take two AAA batteries. I will say if you use yours as much as I use mine, you probably get about 3 to 4 months out of the batteries. If you don't use it quite that much, you probably can get 6 to 8 months out of the batteries. The battery door is on the back of the unit. It hinges open from the 6 o'clock position. There is a little plastic clip there. You can press your press in or press toward the top of the unit and flip up, and it flips open, and then it does come apart from the back, so it doesn't stay hinged on there. It does, the whole battery cover does come off, and you can change the batteries there. It takes two AAA batteries, and we will include those in the package. So we only have a couple of these, and probably we'll only get a couple of these because, like I mentioned earlier, these do sell from MaxiAids for $230. And we don't normally find these for a price that we're able to sell them to you guys for as far as a good price. So once these are gone, they will probably be gone. This is lightweight. It's pocketable. You can easily throw it in a bag or a purse or whatever. I use mine every day pretty much, and I absolutely love it. There are a few little things with it, like I mentioned, but other than that, it's really, really a solid color identifier. You know, is it worth $230? That's pushing it a little bit. Is it worth what we're going to sell it for? Yes, definitely. But $230 is, yeah. Last time I bought one of these from MaxiAids, it was $200. So since then, which was about, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, maybe four years ago or so, 3-4 years ago, they were $200. So they raised their price by $30 on those, which is unfortunate. But we've got them for a good price, so check the website out. And this is going to come with at least this one, and then others in the future. We'll list different ones if we get them in different conditions. This one is new in the box. It comes with the original box. It comes with a zippered, a hard shell zippered carry case. It's a hard shell zippered padded carry case. It unzips. You can store it inside. It comes with the AAA batteries, and it comes with a little instruction manual. But like I mentioned, we will put the PDF manual on the inside the description of this on the website, so you can download that, and you don't necessarily need the printed instructions. So, but yeah, guys, this is the Colorino. They're made out of Austria. It is my favorite color identifier slash light detector. And I know that you guys will appreciate it as well. So if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.